Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, the honors and prize money go to the writing team of Eleanor Beeson and Harriet Krauss, 629 Vantage Avenue, North Hollywood, California, for their play, Big and Little Johnny. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp plays Judy Price. What is this dry scalp I hear so much about? Well, that's what a lot of men ask. Well, it's just about one of the commonest troubles that men have. It means dry, lifeless hair that's hard to comb, hard to manage. Loose, flaky dandruff, that tight, itchy feeling. Combat dry scalp. Check it quickly, easily with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Just 5 drops a day keep dry scalp away. Yes, that's why more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other hair tonic in America. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp because it supplements the natural scalp oils and contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Vaseline Hair Tonic works with nature, not against it. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care to both scalp and hair. Your scalp feels better, your hair looks better, alive looking, stays in place without being slicked down. Use Vaseline Hair Tonic also before shampooing with massage. Ask your druggist tonight for Vaseline Hair Tonic. As our play opens, it's 7:30 of a beautiful spring morning in River's End, and Dr. Christian and his nurse, Judy Price, are driving slowly into town from an all-night maternity case.
Ah, this is the best time of all, Judy. Even just beginning today, everything's still fresh and rested and clean.
Makes you forget you've been up all night. You know, I don't feel tired at all.
No, not really tired. A lovely new baby and a lovely new day. It's good to be part of it. Judy.
Oh, it's Sonny Parrish. He's hurt himself. There now, Sonny. There. What is it? Oh, your finger, huh?
Well, now, how'd you do that, young fellow?
Sonny.
That nasty old knife. I was playing and
It's not a bad cut, Dorothy.
The Perry knife. Sonny Parrish, you've been told and told.
I think, Dorothy, if you kick him in the house, you could get some hot water.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, come on, Sonny. You're too big a boy to be carried.
But it hurts. Oh, it's bleeding. I'm bleeding to death like a soldier. I'm bleeding on the battlefield.
Sonny, be quiet. Don't talk like that.
Oh, I don't think you'll beat your best, Sonny.
I want a tourniquet on my arm. A real honest tourniquet.
A tourniquet. Where are
I? I don't know where the children pick up the things they do.
I'll get the water.
Oh, dear.
Go on, Dorothy. I'll answer the door.
Oh, will you, Judy? Thanks.
Now, if you just let me take a good look, Sonny. Well, that's not bad. What was it, Judy?
Telegram. I signed for it.
Here's the water, Dr. Christian. Judy. But of course it's all right. For so long, every time I went to the door, I was so afraid, but, well, now it's all right. Johnny's almost well. I keep forgetting I don't have to be afraid anymore.
Why don't you open it, Dorothy?
Oh, he's coming home. Johnny's coming home today. The two things.
Oh, is he? That's simply splendid. I'm so glad.
Mother! Mother! Mother, Karen!
Yes? What is it?
Johnny's coming home today.
Oh, Dr. Christian, Johnny's coming home.
This is a great day, Mrs. Parrish. Not only for you, but for everyone in River Sand.
Oh, but Sonny, what's the matter with Sonny?
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Parrish. Just a little cut. Dr. Christian and I were driving by in time to see the casualty. He's all right.
Oh, Sonny, your daddy's coming home. Out of the hospital for good, Sonny.
Oh, gosh, dear Willikers. And I'm wounded, too, just like him. And he got wounded in the leg.
No, Sonny, you mustn't mention Daddy's wounded leg.
I mustn't.
No, you mustn't. You think that's right, don't you, Dr. Christian? Mother and I have been reading every article we can get our hands on how to treat the returning soldier.
Oh, well, I guess finding everything just as he left it is about the best tonic any returning veteran can have.
About getting down to the train, I was thinking that...
Oh, of course, Judy. You haven't any car, Mrs. Parrish. Judy and I will drive by and pick you up.
Why, no, Doctor. That's right thoughtful of you, Doctor. You just have to excuse me, Dr. Christian. I'm so happy. I'm sure I don't know what I'm crying about. Well, Danny, how does it look?
Home. Well, I guess you really have to be away from home for a while to know how wonderful it is. Oh, come on in, Dr. Christian, Judy. Thank you.
All right. Here, let me open the door for you.
No. This is something I've been dreaming about. Opening my own front door. Well, there it is. Just the way I thought about it for so long.
We put up new curtains in the kitchen, Johnny.
And I got a new train. Here, look, Daddy, look.
Well, now, isn't that something? Hey, does it run?
Look.
You know, I think Johnny looks pale, don't you, Dr. Christian?
Pale? Oh, nonsense. Why, he looks better than the day he went away.
Now, you quit worrying, will you, Mom? Okay, how about some of your good coffee, huh?
Oh, of course, Johnny. I'll go and make it for you right away. Sit down, Dr. Christian.
Thank you.
Johnny, don't sit there.
Huh? Why not?
Well, I just meant, well, if you sit over here, you can put your leg on that footstool.
Oh, my leg's fine. Well, Dr. Christian, how's things with you? Keeping you busy?
Oh, yes. It's a season for mooses, you know.
And it's always a season for new babies.
You know, I saw some pretty wonderful work done by doctors in the Army. Yes. The first time I got here...
Johnny, darling, you don't have to talk about it to me.
Yeah, but I... Oh. Well, I didn't mean to bore you. I thought maybe you'd be interested.
Oh, but I am interested, Johnny. I just met...
Oh, I see. You mean Sonny. Yeah, I guess it was a little rugged at that.
Daddy, what happened?
Never you mind, son. You go on and play with your train. Oh, say, by the way, Dorothy, I got a bit of news for you. I wrote Simpson as soon as I knew they were letting me out of the Army. He's giving me my old job back at the machine shop, as of the day I get home.
But, Johnny, you just won't start work so soon.
That's mighty sweet of you, Dorothy, but...
But I meant...
Or lie around? I got plenty of that in the hospital. 10 months of it. Besides, they need guys in the machine shop.
Well, make a coffee, everybody.
Put your place on that table, will you, Dorothy?
Oh, here, I'll do it.
You sit still. Put it right down here, Mother.
All right. That smells good. You know, come to think of it, I'm hungry. What I could do to a big steak and mashed potatoes. And one of those swell chocolate cakes you used to bake, Mom.
Well, dear, since you've been so sick, we thought we'd better go lightly for a little while.
It's custard, Daddy. I saw it.
Custard? Good gosh.
You don't need to help with the dishes, Johnny. Why don't you go in and sit down?
Oh, I should say not. Oh, no. Not when I can be in my own kitchen again. In kitchen rings of my own wife. On target.
Oh, Johnny, look how you dropped that, didn't you?
Hey, you remember how you used to give me Hail Columbia when I'd juggle them? Say, that apron's kind of cute. Did you make it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to brag about you until the boys thought I was nuts. They said no woman could be that pretty and smart, too. And when I told them that you're as game as a man, and almost as good at tennis, and the way we used to swim together and hike, gee, honey, I sure smashed that one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just Haviland, boy.
Go ahead. Give it to me. Give it to me. I deserve it. I'm just too busy thinking about you.
I just don't see how you could have... Oh, never mind. It's... Just a dish.
No, where's the broom? I'll sweep it up.
Oh, don't bother, Johnny.
Huh? Hey, since when don't I sweep up after my own mess? Are you trying to tell me I can track mud all over the rugs and not having you telling me to get that broom quick, Johnny Parrish?
Now, come on. Let's go in the living room and sit down. I'll clean up later.
Now, look here, Dorothy.
It's 7 o'clock. We'll miss the news.
All right.
Oh, look at that. I gotcha.
Oh, you think you have, do you? There. Now, have you got me?
Yeah.
Oh, you sure? Well, looks to me like I've got you.
No, you haven't. But I'll get you. I'll get you from behind, I think.
Oh.
I'm a big old tiger. Sonny, look, Mom, I'm a tiger, a big old tiger.
Sonny, I told you not to play roughly with your father. Now get to your bed.
Oh, gee, Mom, now we're having fun.
Now.
Anybody home?
Hello, Johnny. Isn't it kind of late again?
I'm sorry, Dorothy, but work had to be done.
I should think I could wait until morning. Johnny.
What?
Mr. Reynolds, the real estate man, is looking for a salesman.
Oh, no, you don't. I've always been a mechanic, and I'm always...
I told him you'd talk to him in the morning.
You what?
Please, Johnny, for me. You'd be out in the air all day.
I don't need air. I don't need anything. Why, Simpson's promised to make me foreman next month, so it's money you're worried.
It's not money, it's... Oh, Johnny, it's you. That machine shop isn't good for you.
Now, look, will you get this straight? I'm all right. I'm all right.
Johnny, I... Oh, dear.
Oh, Dorothy, I'm sorry. I haven't meant to be touchy. I'm sorry. But real estate's out. You understand that? Out.
But... You see, tonight, just before you came home, I phoned Mr. Simpson and told him he wouldn't be back to work next week. I told him you had doctor's orders to quit. Johnny, don't look at me like that.
Johnny? Huh? Oh. Oh, Dr. Christian. Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I walk by here almost every night pretty late, and I always see your light. So tonight I just thought I'd stop and say hello.
Yeah, I do work pretty late here, Doctor. But the boss made me foreman, you know, and, well, it... it's better than hanging around pool halls.
Pool holes, Johnny? You never used to.
Yeah. And I never used to get my wife's hair either. I suppose it must be tough living with an ex-soldier. I know I'm hard to get along with.
But does he say you are?
No, not right out. He says I'm jumpy. I don't know. Even Sonny acts scared to death of me half the time. Do you suppose there is something wrong with me, Doctor? You know, I felt fine when I first came home, but... Well, now I do get irritated.
Is that so? What sort of things irritate you?
That's just it. It's little things. Things that don't really matter a hoot. I just can't stand having Dorothy run my life.
Oh, I don't think she means to, Johnny. Give it a little time. Dorothy will get used to the fact that you can take care of yourself.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, there's going to be a grand bust-up.
Oh, there, Dorothy. Don't sit down so.
I can't help it, Mother. I've tried so hard, but everything just gets worse.
Oh, I know, dear.
If he'd even come home at night instead of staying in a shop till all.
Well, John's my own son, but, oh, frankly, I don't know what to say to you, dear. We both sons. Goodness knows I'd probably blame you if I didn't live right here in the same house with you. But you haven't so much as spoken a cross word to him since he got home. You've just been... Oh, Sonny, please. How many times have you been told not to slam the doors? It makes your father nervous. And to that dreadful noise you're making.
That's a machine gun.
Stop it.
Sorry. Mom, can I have a piece of cake? Can I, Mom?
The cake is for your father, dear, with his eggnog.
Oh, gee. Well, what can I have? What can I have? Ma, I'm hungry.
You can't have anything. It's just before dinner, and pick up those toys. Do you want your father to break his neck falling over them when he comes in?
Okay.
Well, I'll go and get dinner started, dear.
Mom.
Well, what now?
Will you take me to a movie tomorrow afternoon, will you?
Tomorrow's Saturday. It's the only afternoon your father's home.
Gee whiz. We don't have any fun at all anymore. It used to be fun before Daddy came home. Sometimes I wish he'd never come home.
Judy, come in here a minute, will you?
Yes, Doctor. Hey, Dr. Kitchen, what's the matter?
I'm worried, Judy. I'm worried about John Perry.
Oh, you think he's ill? Isn't there something you can do?
I'm afraid not. At least not officially. Because what's wrong with John Kent is short by medicine.
Oh, that's awful. What do you think's wrong?
Nursing.
Nursing?
Yes, Judy, the nursing. When a sick man gets a nurse, it makes him well. But when a healthy man gets one, well, look at what he's done to poor John.
I'll get it. Dr. Christian's office. Oh, hello, Dorothy. Yes, he is. Just me. Dorothy Parrish.
Yes? Well, what seems to be the problem? Paring knives again? Oh. No temperature? Well, just keep me in bed. I'll do right over. Get my bag, Judy. You're going to see Sonny Perry.
Here you are, Dr. Christian. Don't tell me Sonny's sick now, too.
That's right, Judy. And do you know what I see?
What?
I think it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Is he very ill, Dr. Christian?
No, his pulse is fine and his temperature is perfectly normal. Yes, sir, when did you first notice anything wrong?
Oh, about 10 days ago, I guess. He started getting sort of listless.
Sonny is playing sick to get attention.
What?
Oh, he probably doesn't even know he's doing it himself. He probably isn't at all conscious on his part. Yes, sir, there are certain symptoms of physical starvation, there are symptoms of emotional starvation, and Sonny has all those symptoms.
Are you trying to tell me I don't love my own child?
Your husband has been away a long time. All the time Johnny was away, Sonny had all your attention. Now, suddenly, you don't have time for him. To a very little boy, it seems that all your love has shifted to somebody else.
You mean he resents his own father?
He doesn't resent his father, Dorothy. He resents the place his father has taken in absorbing your entire affection.
But Johnny's been wounded. Terribly. He's been in hospitals in England and America since before VE day. You have to use psychology, Doctor. You have to help him adjust to civilian life.
You can't fight his battles for him. That's his right, and any healthy man will resent that right being taken away from him.
But I didn't mean...
Oh, yes, of course you didn't. You know what you've really done? A switch.
A switch?
Yes. You've been treating Johnny like a little boy and Sonny like a grown man.
Mother!
I'm coming. Come on, Dr. Christian. He's calling. What is it, dear?
I want a drink.
Well, here you are. All ready for you. You know what?
What?
Dr. Christian says you'll be well enough to go on a picnic Saturday.
All of us?
Of course. Daddy, too.
Oh, boy!
Now, what's the matter? Is it Sonny? I saw Dr. Christian's car last month.
Oh, Sonny's all right. It's just a little case of attentionitis.
A case of what?
Sonny's going to be all right. John Parrish.
Huh?
Look at those dirt tracks. Now, you get right downstairs and get the broom and clean those up. You hear?
Gee, I didn't notice. I was... Dorothy.
Oh, darling. Darling, it's so good to have you home.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I... Say, where are you going?
To look after my sick folks. Seems the patients in this house are all well.
the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. But first, a word from Judy.
Mother knows how nerve-wracking it is to have baby cry and not know why. But it's a wise mother who looks first for red-faced skin. Baby's sensitive skin so easily becomes irritated. It pays mother to know how wonderfully soothing Vaseline petroleum jelly is. Just rub it lightly on the tender places, and after baby's bath, massage it gently into the folds of the skin where clothing always rubs. Use Vaseline petroleum jelly freely. It's pure, gentle, and safe. Baby's touchy skin benefits three ways from Vaseline petroleum jelly. One, irritated skin is soothed. Two, a protective film is formed to help keep out infection when the skin is broken. And three, healing is hastened. Vaseline petroleum jelly is excellent, too, for grown-ups' chafed skin. So keep a spare jar or tube on hand. But remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity.
Thank you, Rosemary DeCamp. And say, what do you think of the way Jean Hersholt's been holding out on?
You mean not telling us about the new honor just conferred upon him?
Yeah, let me read it in the newspapers.
Well, I'm going to tell it on the air right now. It gives us great pleasure to announce that our star, Jean Hersholt, has been awarded the Order of the Knight of Dannebrog by King Christian of Denmark for his great services in the cause of Denmark. These include his work as president of the American Danish Relief during the war, as well as the friendship for the Danish people that he has built up in the United States. Here he is, Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much.
I should think you'd be so proud you'd bust in.
Well, I wouldn't be human if I wasn't proud. Of course, I'm deeply grateful for the honor. Well, tonight's prize play, Big and Little Johnny, shows the delightful result possible when East meets West. It's the work of a writing team, Eleanor Beeson and Harriet Trout. Eleanor was raised in New York and is a freelance writer. Harriet is a native Californian, employed as publicity director for a West Coast radio chain. Now it becomes my responsibility to remind you that the competition for the Dr. Christian Award for 1946 closes this week at midnight, Sunday, April 7th, 1946. A great many of you have written for the folder of rules and signified your intention to enter a script. I urge you to do so. Don't get faint-hearted because you've never written for radio before, because merit and merit alone determines what scripts are awarded prizes by the judges and presented on this complete CBS hookup. Next week, you plan to present a new prize play called Boost for Heaven by Norman Farber of Hollywood, California. And so we invite you all to listen same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Man, your hair looks better, your scalp feels better when you check Dry Scalp with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives you easy-to-manage, good-looking hair that stays in place. Insist on Vaseline Hair Tonic. Remember, the closing date for the 1946 Dr. Christian Script Competition is Sunday of this week, April 7th, 1946. Be sure to have your script in the mail by midnight. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.